This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Joining you this evening is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, so we'll, of course, take your phone calls about anything. Last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we were talking about financial intelligence, financial independence, the consumer nature of the culture. I would say maybe over-consuming is a more accurate term, because there are certain people that they're this kind of anti-consumerist viewpoint where they're, like, against brand names and they're against anything that's outside of, like, living in a cave. So I think that, obviously, in order for us to have a comfortable lifestyle outside of caves, we, you know, will need to buy some things in life, obviously.
Certainly.
There are certain things that are a requirement in order to make life comfortable. However, there's a certain point at which you've gone too far. So, you know, like we were talking about with the rent-a-center situation, rent-to-own, where people like feel like they have to have the best of everything, and they're willing to just go all the way into debt as far as possible in order to have that, rather than maybe having an air mattress or something, you know, simple, something basic to get you by with.
Well, I think it speaks to the three different kinds of value systems that I personally define. The physical one, obviously, is the consumeristic, materialistic person. And then the person who has intellectual pursuits is more of the bookworm, you know, that sort of value system where they're all about gaining knowledge and science. And then, of course, there's the spiritual or the people person, traveling and being around individuals and emotions, relationships, that sort of stuff. So I think a lot of people have the materialistic value system where they place the materialistic aspects, whether it's buying products for their home, but also to an extent themselves, making, you know, where they buy the fancy clothes all the time, they're constantly trying to get this certain image and create this image for themselves instead of just being themselves.
Right, like people that are always chasing some level of perfection that, of course, is impossible to attain, like the people that keep getting plastic surgeries because they're never happy with themselves, those kind of folks.
Yeah, that sort of stuff, too. I mean, I can see someone being wanting to customize their body and make it look the way they want, but as you said, that sort of pursuit of perfection in the material sense and
the things that we buy and the things that we learn, those are customizations, essentially. I mean, we all start from zero and we customize our lives to whatever it is that pleases us. It's just that there's a certain point where it's gone too far. And I think there's a scale, right? Like on one end of the scale, there's total simplicity. And on the other end of the scale, there's total excess. And somewhere in between those two is a comfortable midpoint. And everybody's got a different midpoint where it's comfortable, you know, for them.
Sure.
And Mark, as a Quaker, simplicity is a very important value.
Yeah,
right?
One of their testimonies, sure.
And I, before I found out about Quakerism, it was always important to me to not have a bunch of stuff, to not be overloaded with a bunch of clutter in my life. If for any other reason that there's just, I don't like having a bunch of crap around. I have to dig through to find things or whatever. I like having just a certain number of things where I know where everything is. And even now, I still can't tell you where everything is.
You know, when I made the move to New Hampshire from Wisconsin, you know, I went through that thing where I basically moved with this really small car. And whatever I could fit in the car, that's what I kept.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to do this process of getting rid of all my other stuff. And basically, it was some furniture and some, you know, basically large items that you're not going to carry across country. And other than that, most of the clutter that I had was actually paperwork. Mm. I'm talking about W-2s,
yep,
paycheck stubs, tax files, you know.
Crap the government makes you keep.
Right, credit card stubs and bank transaction statements. All that stuff that basically they're like, don't throw it out until get your information and hold on to it, because mm-hmm, if the IRS ever comes calling, you know, they're going to want to see these documents and all that sort of stuff. And you know, I was very happy to get rid of it, but it literally occupied such a large space, just square footage wise. I was just appalled by, and you know, I'm not an old person. When I moved, I was 29 years old. So I'd only been an adult as far as the paperwork is concerned since basically 16 years old. So, as far as
had paperwork from 16 years old.
Yeah, I had those check stubs. Yeah. I started working at 15, but I don't think I kept those stubs. I really didn't care. But, you know, 16, I got a more firm job. But anyway, that stuff there that you are said to place such value in it, and that people, you know, basically scare you into keeping because of the IRS, the threat of someone coming and checking your paperwork. You know,
and before you know it, you're keeping all kinds of things. And then if you're raised in a home where you've got maybe parents that are of a certain collecting mindset, not necessarily hoarding, but collecting. Like hoarding is on the extreme level of the excess spectrum that I was talking about. But there's also just the fact that humans, for whatever reason, have a tendency, at least in our culture, to fill spaces because we're so wealthy. You know, collectively, those people in this country, in the Western world, are very, very wealthy. Obviously, if you're in, you know, the middle of Africa where there's not much around and not much wealth around, then you're not going to be filling your spaces, I don't think, too effectively. You just don't have as much to spend and on those things. But here, there's all kinds of wealth. Even in the recession, there's still a lot of wealth here. It's a very strong, wealthy place. And so people have the ability to just collect and to add things. And there was a show that came on before the Hoarders shows. And if you've ever seen the Hoarders show, make a point of seeing it. It'll make you want to throw a bunch of crap away. at least that's what it does to me. But before this Hoarders show came out, there was another one called Clean Sweep. And they would go into just the average folks' homes. Not hoarding homes, not where there's like little paths, but just average people's homes. And these people have very defined areas where they keep things. But in those areas, they keep a lot of things. Or they'll cover a desktop or something like that with a bunch of stuff. Or they'll cover their dresser or whatever with just a bunch of, you know, knickknacks or things that aren't really necessary. But they like them, and they've got the money to spend on them, so why not?
So you're saying things of sentimental value, that sort of...
Well, they believe they have sentimental value, but they end up getting shoved in boxes and shoved in closets.
Right.
And then what good is your sentimental value item if you aren't using it, if you aren't seeing it, if you aren't in any way accessing it?
See,
it's just sitting there in a box.
When I made the move, there were things that I axed from my inventory that my mom would not let me. Things like my yearbook from high school, my diploma from high school I could care less about. Things like that.
Right.
You know, that material object they give you when you complete this phase of your life. Those sorts of things my mom held on to and has since
You cannot be trusted with your own high school diploma. She has to keep it. I tell you, my mom's must have mine, too.
Yeah, well, I didn't want it back, and so she's asked to ship it to me, and I was like, no, I really don't need any of that stuff.
Yeah.
You can hold on to it.
That's where I first kind of learned the disdain for excess was because my mom was one of those people who just kept all my school papers. I'm like, what are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you going to go and revisit my math test from second grade? I mean, I don't think she still has them, but honestly, I don't know. I haven't asked her.
When the kids are gone, you're liable to hold on to anything. I mean, you know, it was probably...
Some pictures. Report from third grade.
You know, I think in a way that...
You were probably nice to have around at that point.
It might have reminded herself of a time in her life when things were better in some fashion, whether it was her youth or the money she had to spend or the political climate, whatever it is. You know, that time period when you were in second grade, she really...
And Reagan was president.
Yeah, she really liked that. Now, my mom wasn't that bad. She just held on to art things because she called me the artist.
Yeah, it may not have been everything, honestly. I don't remember. But I remember looking at it and saying, this is ludicrous. Why would you want to hold on to this crap? Let's continue here. Take your phone calls about what you want. Mark is on the line listening to XM's America's Talk in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to clarify a little bit for you. The Presbyterian Church USA is a liberal wing of Presbyterianism that... I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, there was a major split in what was the Presbyterian Church of America.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so there are two different Presbyterian churches in the country now.
Just so our listeners, by the way, can catch up here, because we're on like a two-hour time shift over there in XM land. Our listeners right now aren't aware, maybe, the Presbyterian Church of the USA has actually voted to allow gay and lesbian ministers into their organization. And if you could tell us more about the split, I'd love to have you. So hang on with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can call about anything. Even if you aren't listening live, it's not a problem at all. We'll take your calls. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Useful information. I was not aware of this. It's Free Talk Live.
hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the news updates. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up there. You'll find out the latest about Free Talk Live as it is announced. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. In fact, I just announced a new affiliate today, as a matter of fact, in New York, in Geneva. We've actually had a station in Geneva for a while, WGVA. It's Finger Lakes News Radio. It's kind of a cluster of simulcast radio stations. And this is has been an AM station. Now they've added what they call an FM translator to it. So now the AM station is both available on AM and on FM as well. So now we're on an FM, on FM in Geneva, New York, which is great news. So you can get our full list of affiliates over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. That puts us at 98.
98 wow. Affiliates. Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America and made for you, Ruger.com.
Now, if you want to count XM as an affiliate, that would be 99. Let's go back to Mark. He's listening on XM to America's Talk. Mark, and you're calling from Florida. Are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Now, you're bringing up the Presbyterian Church topic. It was earlier in the show tonight that we talked about how they have voted, I think it was about 200 to 50, voted to approve the allowing of gay ministers into the church. And you're saying that apparently the Presbyterian Church had a major split recently?
Well, actually, I kind of contemplated about it while I was on hold there. It probably happened in the early 90s.
Oh.
And what happened was that they became the Presbyterian Church USA, which is the liberal side of it, and then the main body of Presbyterianism in the country is Presbyterian Church in America. And, and the Presbyterian Church in America held on to its very conservative roots. I'm actually a member of that church. But what the split actually occurred over is they allowed women and non-practicing homosexuals in the USA division to become ministers, and that's where the church split over what you guys were talking a couple hours ago, which I didn't know we were on delay 2 hours on XM. But
no, it's no problem.
That was the big schism in the church, was that biblically one side said, hey, it clearly says that that's kind of a no-no, and as much as Christians should love everybody, should the teacher of the doctrine be the one that they're trying to teach you not to do? And so technically, That side of Presbyterianism has been very liberal from that moment on.
Now, I'm looking here over at Wikipedia, and according to Wikipedia, you know, for whatever that's worth, and they do have citations here for those that want to dig into this, but according to Wikipedia, you've got it backwards. The Presbyterian Church USA, you're correct that apparently there are different iterations here, but Presbyterian Church USA is the mainline Protestant Christian denomination in the United States, part of the Reformed tradition. It's the largest Presbyterian denomination in the U.S. and
I'm a minority.
And the claim here is there are about 2 million members of the Presbyterian Church USA, while the Presbyterian Church in America, the PCA, is an evangelical Protestant Christian denomination, the second largest Presbyterian church body in the United States, with approximately 350,000 members. So you had it backwards.
Okay, so I am backwards there, and I stand corrected if that is correct. But,
well, you gave us the information we didn't have at all.
No,
so.
But it was very useful information, because I thought there was just one Presbyterian church, and apparently, no, there's more than one.
No, and they split for that reason, and what happened now is that USA is just taking it one step further. Sadly, what's become, in almost every church denomination in this country, no matter what the religion, it's a money business now, and they're all trying to figure out how they can keep as many people in the fold to cover their costs of doing business, and it's sad in its own route, but that's why Catholicism doesn't cover half of its tenants, and it's why every other religion in the world, except maybe being Muslim, does the same thing.
Man, how hard can it be to run a church? It's not like they have to pay property tax.
You know, if they don't make people happy, they don't come and pay the bills, and somebody's got to pay the mortgage.
It's the truth. You've got, you know, they're more than anything, you know, they're social groups. And if you've got to get enough people together that sort of believe the same thing, feel the same way, want to hang out together, and, you know, that's what a church is.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call and the expertise tonight. I appreciate the information. It's certainly, as you said, Mark, we did not have that info, and it's very interesting. At 800-259 9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can, of course, bring up absolutely anything. So do we want to get back into the issue of financial intelligence here? Are there any other aspects of this that that we haven't covered? Simplicity. We were talking about simplicity and excess, and I just think it's very important to, for me, in my life, it's very important for me to keep things as simple as possible. And
I think it's good advice, especially now with the way things are, to be able to be sort of in control of your wants and your desires. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a place for making money and then using that money to make your life better and saving enough that your life will continue to be good. And by money, I guess I mean value in whatever fashion that you choose to save it.
Well, many times when I make a rash purchase, it's a mistake. You know, like there was one time when I was in a rush to get a car and I ended up getting a piece of junk as a result of that. Or
I think sometimes when it comes to buying used cars, you're really just rolling the dice.
Sure.
That you could take months and months to try to find the right used car and that thing's transmission could fall out the next day.
No doubt.
I was talking to my mechanic. Who bought? Was telling me the story of when he was, you know, it was a decade ago or so. He bought himself a BMW 6 Series, a special edition that he wanted. He bought it, and within a week, the transmission fell out of it. I mean, do you do when you're a mechanic? Everybody makes this mistake. Yeah. You know, when it comes to used cars, generally, you're going to save some money. I think you need to kind of look at them to between 2 and 4 years old. That seems like a kind of a sweet spot. It's nice to get that $1,000, $2,000 used car that runs well, but you can't be guaranteed.
Right. Oh, no doubt.
Well, and part of the thing that I'd like to just firm up with this discussion about the financial and personal responsibilities and that stuff is just be aware of what your value system is. Find, you know, discover that within yourself. I think taking a little inventory of what you want out of life, what your desires are, and where you are at. And if it doesn't match up with where you want to be or where you want to head, then you need to make some corrections. But I think if you don't understand your own personal value system, if you don't understand what it is that makes you actually tick, and you're going off in the wrong direction, well, that's probably a path to unhappiness, not happiness.
It's useful to have goals. It's useful to have things that are interesting to you that you would like to work toward. But it's also more important to work toward those things in a responsible manner. So there's nothing wrong with wanting a 50-inch LCD or plasma television set, you know, especially if what you're dealing with is a 19-inch old CRT from the 1990s. I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting something better. But the problem comes in where you go in over your head in order to get something that you're just not ready for financially. And why not wait? The longer you wait on something like a 50-inch LCD or whatever we're talking about,
sure,
the more affordable likely it's going to get over time. It's very rare that you'll see products increase in cost over time, especially consumer electronics and things like that. So odds are good that as you wait and save up for whatever it is that you wanted, by that time you've got another year or two or however long it takes you to save to that point. That time has gone by. That's an old model at that point. You can get something newer and better for the same price or get that exact same one for much less. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours totally free. Just go to the website. You'll see the last week's worth right there at the top of the site, and then you can click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
Let's continue with your phone calls. John is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
I heard you talking about short sales earlier. One of the things you have to be careful of if you enter into one is that some banks will tell you, okay, we'll do the short sale, but we're going to send you a W-2 for the difference in the value of the mortgage, and then you get stuck with a really nasty tax bill. It's like kicking you when you're down. But that's one of the things that you have to be careful of if you execute one of those, is make sure that it's negotiated. They're not going to send you one of those W-2s, because that can really mess your world up as well.
Even if they do send you that W-2, there are ways to get out of it on the taxes. As I understand it, this was this happened to someone close to me, and they got the W-2, but because it was a special kind of W-2, like a W-2G or something like that, I don't know. You should be taking tax advice from me, but that they didn't have to claim it on their income, but some other people under other circumstances would. So it's still.
What if you don't pay income tax?
Then you don't have to worry about it.
Sweet. Anything else on your mind, John?
I guess if that's the case, it's been interesting watching what's been happening to Ron Paul today.
What's happened?
Not specifically anything happened to him. What the press has been happening to him. He made a statement that he would not have ordered the execution of Osama bin Laden, and the press is starting to. And he's going to make his announcement soon for president.
Yeah, tomorrow,
and,
I think.
Yeah, and that's there are people saying, oh, he shouldn't be president because he wouldn't have ordered the kill. Because
he's not a bloodthirsty killer.
Well, yeah, I mean that's
it's kind of crazy, but yeah, that's kind of what I've a little bit.
Right, we want our presidents to be bloodthirsty killers in America.
Well, I think there needs to be a distinction made here. I mean, you're just demagoguing, Ian. The fact is that
Americans love killers, man. That's who they keep electing.
You know, I think all of it was righteous until they get the guy unarmed, standing there, kneeling, depending on who you want to believe. Actually, no one denies the daughter's story where he's kneeling. So he's kneeling in a room with no gunshot, no bullet holes in it, and they shoot him in the head and the heart on a kill order. That's the problem that I have.
You mean it's righteous if you exclude the trillions of dollars they spent and the thousands of innocent lives they took up getting up to that point?
That's an implementation issue. It's a terrible
That's a really big implementation
sure
issue.
Sure it is.
Well, part of this is, what version do you believe? Because there's so many versions of the story that have gone out, and it seems to have died down in the past couple of days. But when it came out, there was one version. 24 hours later, there was another version. Then there was a revision of that version, then another version of that version. It's like, okay, guys, what really happened?
Well, if it came from the government, I don't trust it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, good on Ron Paul for having the huevos to come out and actually make a statement like this in the
right.
face of all of this worship of violence, the worship of these Navy SEALs, the celebration that surrounds the taking
what
of another human life.
What happened to that guy that's like, well, that's not how we do it in America. We put them on trial. We give them a chance to defend themselves. They're innocent until proven guilty. Don't you know the American way? What happened to those people? Where are those people?
I want his candidacy to have legs, and when Mitt Romney first announced in the last cycle, immediately there was an issue with the press made because he was a Mormon. And it's just like they look for, with certain people, they are just looking for things. And I'm sure every candidate, as soon as they announce, they're going to be jumping on them and saying, okay, they've got this baggage or they've got that baggage. It's like, let's hear what these candidates have to say. I really want Ron Paul to do well. I don't know what his chances are yet. I hope they're good. And I just hope that whichever president we have next, I pray that it's not our current one, God love him, that they pick the best people for their cabinet and not the cronies from the political party that they're in. So anyway,
you are a dreamer.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But I do think Ron Paul's going to do better this time around than last time.
All I want Ron Paul to do is the same thing he did the last time, is awaken those sleeper people who haven't really heard about the message of liberty and don't really know of that idea. That is the success that I want Ron Paul to have.
Yeah.
As far as the machine goes, you can change the face, but it isn't going to change the game. And Ron Paul, as great as he is and his rhetoric and his record there at the Texas representative, he's not going to change the world by becoming president. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know if he'll change the world dramatically, but are you saying that it'll have no effect? The presidency of Ron Paul would have no effect on the size, scope, and invasiveness of government?
I think it would have an effect, yes. But I think he would be minimized by the Senate and the House of Representatives basically passing laws, and then once he vetoes them, they just go through and do a supermajority.
But if he could bring the military home, that would be worth it right there. Like, if he could actually do that.
He should have that power, and all these extra constitutional powers that the president now has. You know, he could definitely take and use those and put that ring of power on his finger and do the right thing. Like,
but will he?
I would trust him more with the ring of power than I would with most politicians.
But we know what power does.
The fact is, you look at Gary Johnson's presidency from he
was
vetoed,
not a president.
His executive position in New Mexico. He vetoed 700 bills, and I what that requires is Congress to work harder. It requires Congress to only get through the bills that are worth getting through.
Let's continue with your phone calls. You can bring up what you want. I'm excited about Ron Paul as well. I gave him $100 as a result of his performance in the debate. So I thought that that he did a great job, and I hope he continues to do so, because you're right, JJ. It's Ron Paul that helped really give the Liberty Movement the kick in the pants that it needed.
He's the reason I'm here.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And Free Talk Live.
Wait, Free Talk Live is the reason you're here, Ron Paul?
Well, I heard Ron Paul do an interview on Free Talk Live, and then I heard Ian tell me about the Free State Project in one of the advertisements. So that was my introduction to the Free State Project, was Ian.
That is
and
why
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul is the man, because people ended up in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is, in my opinion, the best liberty activism movement in the world. They ended up here because of Ron Paul. And now with the New Hampshire Free State Project being even larger and more effective than it was 4 years ago, that's going to create even more of a whirlwind around Ron Paul. He's supposed to be in Exeter, New Hampshire tomorrow, I believe with the intention of announcing his candidacy for president. So he'll be surrounded by all kinds of free staters and liberty lovers up here in New Hampshire. He's already acknowledged and endorsed the Free State Project. It's likely that kind of stuff will continue to come out. Let's talk to Ben, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Ben.
Yeah, guys, I appreciate you guys giving kudos to Ron Paul. That's pretty awesome. It was actually John Locke that brought me into the Liberty Movement and the Austrian School of Economics.
Well, aren't you Mr. Smarty Pants?
No, I'm definitely not, but I definitely called in tonight because I heard you mention that you thought there was only one Presbyterian denomination in America, and there's actually a plethora. And it's like acronym city out here. We have the FPCNA, which is the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, which was actually a branch from the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, which is from Ian Paisley. You may have heard of him up in Northern Ireland.
Now, wait, are these all churches that you're mentioning in Indianapolis?
These are churches in the United States.
In the United States, okay.
Yeah, in the United States. Yeah, we have Free Presbyterian Church of North America here. There's the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, the OPC.
Orthodox Presbyterian.
Orthodox Presbyterians, that's where they actually drink blood.
They have to wear the funny hats.
I'll tell you what, if you want to share more, you're welcome to. Hang on with us here, Ben, 800-259-9231. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your thoughts if you're already on the line. Stick with us. We'll do our best to get you on. If you're not, well, call us back tomorrow night and we will, or call us tomorrow night and we will get you on at that point, because we do this thing every single night of the week. And, of course, if you've missed a moment, you can just go to freetalklive.com to grab archives and listen to live streams. In fact, we've got live streams that go around the clock, so you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live basically on repeat, so pretty much any time you tune in, it's on for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, it'll give you details on our 98 excellent radio stations that carry the show throughout the week.
And XM.
Different times. Plus XM, plus our free-to-air satellite channel, plus the webcam, plus listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you ought to reserve your berth now. If you go to cruise.freetalklive.com, you can see what the rates are there now for rooms. We're at the point that they're very flexible, so, you know, the sooner you get it, the less likely they are to disappear. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. 800-259-9231. Ben is in Indy. Ben, you're telling us about all the various different denominations of just the Presbyterian Church, and I don't know if you had more thoughts, but you're welcome to share them.
Yeah. As far as the Presbyterian Church goes, there's also the RPCNA, the Reformed Presbyterian Church North America. They pride themselves as being the first denomination in America to give a vocal stance from the church level, from the Presbytery level, against race-based slavery.
Hmm.
There's the the RPCNA, Reformed Presbyterian Church North America. They pride themselves on being the first denomination in America to speak out against race-based slavery. They go all the way back to the early 1800s.
I've got to say that I'd really like to hear more about that. The Quakers were speaking out against slavery in the 17th century. But, you know.
Are they doing that as a denomination? Yeah, that's possible.
Well, everybody hated the Quakers, right? Like they were this.
Right.
it's pretty easy to say, they don't count. They're not a real church.
Well, right, because there's no
right, exactly.
With the Quakers. Is there a group of elders? Is there somebody who's the spokesman for the Quakers? So that might be an issue.
I don't think so. They're not that organized. Is my understanding.
Harriet Tubman said that to escape slaves, if they could find black people to stay with, do that. If not, stay with Quakers. They're almost as good.
Ben, thanks for the call tonight. Wow. I appreciate hearing from you. and appreciate the call. Let's continue here and talk to Matt, listening in Decatur, Alabama, to WBHP. Hello, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live at the NJJ and Mark.
Yes, y'all were talking about the Republican candidates.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, really, we're only talking about Ron Paul. And
but
I think
you can talk about yours. Go ahead.
Well, there's a guy called, his name is Herbert Cain.
Herman.
And he's Herman or Herbert. No.
Herman, yep.
Yeah. He's wanting to implement a free tax.
A free tax?
It's a fair tax.
Yeah. Fair tax, free tax. Same thing. I'm not really too keen in politics.
I'll help you out here. No problem.
Yeah, so Mark, what do you think? You saw the debate, this Herman Cain character.
My opinion is, the claim is that he won the debate. I can see how people would come up with that statement. He was, his voice is deep, it is beautiful, it is melodious. In my opinion, he spoke only platitudes. He took no firm stands, really, on anything. His speech sounded a lot like, America is America to Americans, America loves you. You know, that kind of... I didn't feel like I got a lot out of it. I didn't feel like he answered a lot of questions.
And isn't he the owner of Godfather's Pizza? If that's not a bad omen,
wow.
I don't know what is.
I think that's an ad hominem attack and not worthy of you.
You know, Mark, that the government is a big gang, and this guy fancies himself to be the Godfather. Now he wants to be the president, which is essentially the Godfather of America.
What bothers me is I don't believe there's such thing as a fair tax.
Here's the thing. This is my belief. I think this is exactly what America needs. Somebody that's worked their way from the bottom and got to the top.
Well, Ron Paul's that guy.
Yeah, there's all kinds of people like that.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Ron Paul actually loves liberty, whereas these other characters on the stage, with the exception of maybe Gary Johnson's a little less liberty-oriented than Ron Paul, but Ron Paul is the most principled liberty-oriented person in the presidential race at this time. Don't you think that liberty's more important than somebody who, you know, looks nice and maybe has a deep voice?
Look, man, I just want big government out of it completely. I mean,
don't go with the other candidates then, dude.
I'll tell you, the fair tax ain't going to do that for you. The fair tax is a 23% tax on every item that is bought and sold, and it is a welfare check for every American in the form of the prebate. Also, for the first 7 years of the fair tax, I've read the law. This is what I'm getting from it. Actual law that says that the fair tax will go into effect and then not sunset for 7 years unless if the 16th Amendment isn't implemented or whatever.
Yeah,
so that means for the first 7 years that you'll have both an income tax and a 23% sales tax. The fair tax will destroy this economy.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it in the Declaration of Independence for the people, by the people?
What does that have to do with anything? I'm sorry.
What does that got to do with anything? That is the building blocks of our government.
But it's not really for the people. It's not really by the people. The government is for the government and its politically connected class by the government and its politically connected class. I mean, the government doesn't do anything for you and I, dude. It just takes our money and forces us to be obedient.
Well, this is what we need. What we need is somebody that's going to stand up and say, hey, guess what? All right, this government, or the United States of America, was founded for the people, by the people.
Okay.
We're just here to pretty much say, you know, let's help them out just a little bit, give them a push in the right direction.
But how is Herman Cain going to do that? The only firm stand he took, he was wishy-washy on every issue, the only firm stand he took was the fair tax, and I just told you it would destroy the economy. Plus, I'd like to point out the For the People, By the People was from the Gettysburg Address, which was more than 80 years after the founding of the nation.
Well, I don't...
There was the We the People thing.
Like I said, I'm not really too keen and...
That's all right, man. I was just trying to let you know.
I'm just of the opinion that Herman Cain sounds good and looks good.
He's black, too.
And, right, like, that makes the Republican Party not look like a bunch of bigots. I'm for that, but I just don't think he's the right guy for the job.
Thanks, Matt, for the call. I totally understand. You got to start somewhere, and when, you know, you're new to the whole political scene, it can be easy to be taken in by some smooth-talking politician who says things that sound like he means for more freedom, but when in point of fact, that's not how it's going to actually play out. Right. Whereas if you've got somebody like a Ron Paul, who actually has a track record of voting no...
He wants to shut down the IRS. Ron Paul said in his 2008 campaign that shutting down the IRS would shrink the government down to 1997 levels. I've got to say, I thought the government was too big in 1997.
Let's talk to Loring in Florida. Loring, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello.
Hey, I've got a possible explanation for the checkerboard contrails you guys were talking about last night.
Okay.
So planes have flight paths, and these flight paths cross sometimes, and when they do, their contrails appear to form an X.
Yep.
And if this, the wind blows this X north, for example, and a half hour later, two more planes make another X, you get a one square.
In the same place, they would cross in the same place, but the wind would have blown the contrails further to the north, south, either, east, or west?
Sure, and yeah, and if you do that over and over again, you get a checkerboard.
Oh, but that's so much less dramatic than like believing that you're being poisoned and running for a gas mask and hiding in your mom's basement. Thanks for the call, Lauren. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Andrew in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, Andrew. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to point out a amusing copyright infringement lawsuit that Mike Tyson's lawyer has, or Mike Tyson's two artists has filed against Warner Brothers, because he claims that they ripped off his tattoo that he has the rights to, because the artist or the actor Ed Helms in the movie is depicted with a similar tattoo to Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Sort of a tribal thing next on the side of his face.
Yeah, it kind of looks like an Icarus, you know, over the eye.
I'm not sure what an Icarus is, besides some Greek guy that flew too close to the sun.
Exactly. Well, it kind of is fitting for Mike Tyson, but the
yeah, Mike Tyson's never got that high.
Yeah. Well,
I have a feeling Mike Tyson's been very high.
Yeah. Mike Tyson's going to beat the crap out of me if
he's not going to beat anything.
What's amusing about it is he claims he has the rights to that too, but Mike Tyson is featured in the movie The Hangover 2 as well as the first Hangover, and it just seems that the tattoo artist is looking for a quick payday because the movie is going close to distribution now, so he's hoping that Warner Brothers will settle, similar to the NBA and Rasheed Wallace settling over a lawsuit over a tattoo copyright infringement.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. Appreciate hearing from you. You can take control tomorrow night, because we'll be back then. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.